made some mistakes in the way that was dealt with. Under the bylaws, we are required to deal with that, and I'll ask Rita Rodan Johnson to take us through the board's resolution in relation to this one. Rita?
Thank you, Peter. And I just want to assure everyone in the community that the board takes this decision very seriously. We spent a bunch of time this week in our closed sessions discussing it. We had excellent papers from staff, and we intend to continue moving very quickly to making a decision. So, consideration of the independent review panel declaration, ICM registry versus ICAM. Whereas on the 6th of June 2008, in accordance with ICAM bylaws, ICM Registry, Inc. filed an application for an independent review challenging ICANN's denial of ICM's application for the .xxxx sponsor TLD, whereas on the 8th of September 2008, ICANN submitted its response to ICM's IRP, whereas after a three-member independent review panel, the panel was constituted, both ICM and ICANN submitted additional papers setting out their respective positions on the matter. Whereas from the 21st through the 25th of September 2009, a live hearing was held in Washington, D.C., where both sides submitted documentary evidence and witness testimony. Whereas on the 19th of February 2010, the panel issued its 2-to-1 majority declaration with findings. Whereas, in accordance with Article 4, Section 3.15 of ICAM's bylaws, where feasible, the board shall consider the IRP panel declaration at the board's next meeting. Whereas the board has considered the IRP panel declaration throughout the week in Nairobi from the 7th through 12th of March 2010, and reviewed various paths toward conclusion. And whereas in the absence of a process for approving a sponsored TLD 6 years following the receipt of the original application, and given that the board wishes to create a transparent set of process options which can be published for public comment, it is resolved that the board has considered the independent review panel's declaration in conformity with the ICANN bylaw requirements during its meeting in Nairobi and explored possible paths regarding ICM's application for .xxx. Resolved, the board directs ICANN's CEO and general counsel to finalize a report of possible process options for further consideration, and further resolve that the board directs ICANN's CEO and general counsel to post the report of possible process options on the ICM matter for public comment within 14 days, which will enable the community to provide input on the board processes. The report will be posted for public comment for no less than 45 days, which will enable the board to consider the possible process options no later than ICANN's 38th international meeting in Brussels.
Thank you, Rita. Is there a seconder for that resolution? Thank you, Ray. Any discussion? No, seeing none, I'll put that resolution. All those in favour, please raise their hands. Rita, how do you vote?
In favour, please.
Thank you. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Excellent. That will set out a way of dealing with that matter.